Welcome into another edition of Reservations with Lightning in the Morning. My name is Jason, and this morning I am joined by Chef de Cuisine Bobby Hansen of Sambuca. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today, man?
Doing well, thanks.
Great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have Reservations back. It's brought to us by Springer Mountain Farms Chicken, and it smells amazing in here. I instantly have the feeling that you brought some comfort food with you. So
yeah,
can you tell us a little bit about the dish today and what you brought in for us?
Absolutely. You know, the beauty about cooking with Springer Farms is not just because the quality is so high and it's, you know, it's no hormones and there's no additives. It's just an excellent product, but you don't really have to do much to it. It kind of just does what it does without really doing too much to it. That's the beauty of this product. It's like it just stands alone. But what I've done is I've paired it with a polenta that I think is really comforting. It has some chipotle peppers in it. It has some smoked Gouda cheese. So it's very creamy. It's very comforting. It kind of reminds me of the polenta my grandma used to make. Because back when I was a kid, you know, polenta is very Italian, and we would be around the table, her kitchen table, and she would make this huge spread of polenta, and there would be meat sauce on it and cheese, and it was just so comforting, and it kind of just reminds me of family. So I thought I wanted to bring a little bit of that family kind of feel and comfort to the Springer Farms, because they're such a family-orientated company. I thought it was a perfect fit. And then what I've done is I've wrapped it with some bacon, the chicken, and I cooked it on a cast iron pan, which just is dynamite. And then I've topped it with a bacon bourbon glaze. So it's a little decadent, a little comforting.
Yep.
So
fantastic.
That's what I brought for you today.
All right. I can't wait to try it. Again, you are listening to Reservations with Lightning in the Morning. We're talking with Chef de Cuisine of Sambuca, Bobby Hansen. My name's Jason with Lightning 100. So Bobby, how long have you been with Sambuca now?
I started at Sambuca in October of 2008. I came to town here that summer, and I'm a drummer also. I've been kind of banging away on the drums since I was a little guy. And I came to Nashville with kind of, you know, an open heart, open arms, and I had some friends here, some musical friends that were doing some stuff, and they were like, hey, man, you know, if you want to come to Nashville, maybe we can start a project or two. And I thought that was pretty awesome, you know. I was
music
like, Music City, baby. Yep. I'm like, that's where you go if you want to play music.
Right.
So I basically showed up here in my Mustang and my drum set and my chef knives and came to town, played some music, and then the band kind of didn't really go in the direction that I think we all wanted to, and I was kind of broke. I was like, man, what am I going to do? So I was like, I'm going to maybe see what's happening here in the food scene. Actually, Sambuca was the first restaurant that I ever applied for. And I love it there because they do music 7 nights a week. It's live. So it's a live music venue and sure, it's, you know, a live kitchen. So I thought, wow, it's such a great combo for my personality. I felt like I fit right in. You know, they hired me, which was great.
Right.
And I've been there ever since.
That sounds like a Music City kind of story. You
yeah,
know?
It's really...
Why did you come to Nashville? Well, here it is. Well,
yeah, it was so interesting. I came for music, yet the food is so strong here now, and it's really been an exciting journey.
And it's been, I think, in due large part to not only the great restaurants from people that have been here for years and years,
absolutely,
but people relocating from different parts of the country, you know,
yeah,
the West Coast and the Midwest.
I totally agree. I came here from San Francisco. That's where I kind of paid my dues, so to speak, as a chef, worked in a lot of different restaurants. And that was such a unique culinary experience for me, having to live there. Nashville's really open about, you know, bringing new people in, embracing, as long as, you know, you sort of are open-minded yourself. I feel like Nashville really embraces people, and it really adds to the fabric, I feel, of the food culture here.
Definitely. Definitely. It's grown. I've been here since 1997, and just to see the way everything
yeah,
in Nashville has grown,
it's really
exponentially,
exciting.
It's been
absolutely
fantastic. So back to the dish that you brought
yeah,
in.
Absolutely.
I am what you would call a hot sauce connoisseur. I
is
love the peppers.
So?
So I have been told that you have a special creation.
I do.
And I want you to tell us about this because it might end up being the hottest sauce I've ever tried.
Well, I would actually put it up there with one of the hottest sauces I do believe you'll ever try.
And this is a personal concoction of yours, correct?
This is a personal creation of mine. Okay. I garden. I love to garden. Once again, growing up in Metro Detroit, my grandma was basically an organic farmer. She made her own sauces. She canned. She made probably the best handmade pasta I've ever had. It's very, well, it's awesome. So the gardening gene or whatever kind of passed down to me. And so I do a lot of organic gardening at my house now. And I've been really getting into hot sauces. So I grow my own peppers.
Okay.
And this particular sauce that I've made, I'm calling it unicorn's blood because unicorns are so mystical. You know, it's like no one's ever seen one. So it's almost like this sauce is like
Eat the sauce and you'll see one.
Yeah, you might actually. I think if you do eat enough of this sauce, you may actually see a unicorn. So they're very mystical, you know, and it's like, you know, no one's ever seen one. And that's kind of like the thing with the sauces. I don't think you've ever had a sauce like this. So there's different peppers going on. There's cayenne, there's jalapeno, there's habanero, there's chocolate habanero, and there's ghost peppers. And so I've taken those peppers and then I've macerated them, or you could say like marinated in a sense, in vinegar, white vinegar. And I let that stand for like 10 days. And then all that vinegar extracts all the hotness, the essence. And then I pureed that, and then I've strained it, so there's no seeds or anything. So it's just pure essence of heat encapsulated in this vinegary concoction. And I've never had anything this hot, so that's why I'm calling it unicorn's blood, because it's kind of mystical, actually.
Fair enough.
Just a fair warning.
Fair enough. Well, I appreciate the warning, and I appreciate you bringing it in and coming in and joining us this morning. We are going to tear into this now, but we thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
This has been Reservations with Lightning in the Morning, flavored by Springer Mountain Farms Chicken. I'm Jason and have been joined by Chef de Cuisine Bobby Hansen of Sambuca. For more episodes of Reservations with Lightning in the Morning, visit lightning100.com.